For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for promoting innovation-driven development by grasping opportunities in the internet era. Xi Jinping made the remarks when visiting an expo displaying the latest internet technologies and products from China and abroad. The exhibition is part of the ongoing three-day Second World Internet Conference in Wujin, East China's Zhejiang Province. The Chinese president also notes businesses should be encouraged to transfer their models and make innovation via the internet. Earlier in the day, Xi Jinping urged all countries to jointly build a community of shared destiny in cyberspace when addressing the opening ceremony of the conference. Calling for reform on global internet governance, Xi Jinping stressed that no double standards should be imposed in safeguarding cybersecurity. As part of the ongoing World Internet Conference, Chinese and Russian companies vowed to cooperate more in online business on Wednesday. Alibaba founder Jack Ma has gone on record saying that the internet giant is ready to expand its e-commerce business to Russia. Attending the World Internet Conference, Jack Ma says trade potential between China and Russia is huge. Ma believes that Russia is likely to duplicate China's e-commerce success as the two countries share a similar business environment. When chairing a roundtable meeting for IT firms, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says China is an important partner for Russia in e-commerce. China's central bank has projected its baseline forecast for 2016 growth at 6.8%. The rate is slightly lower than the central bank's forecast of 6.9% expansion for this year. The People's Bank of China released a working paper saying it expects positive factors such as the recovery of real estate sales and the lagged impact of government policies to bolster growth. For the next year, the central bank predicted consumer price index inflation at 1.7% and the current account surplus at 2.8%. of GDP. Chinese police have handed over a fugitive on Interpol's most wanted list to South Korea on Wednesday at East China's Nanjing Airport. The 54-year-old Kong Tae-yong is alleged to have extorted about 1.5 trillion won or 1.2 billion U.S. dollars from over 30,000 people between 2007 and 2008. Interpol then listed Kong as a most wanted fugitive, but the suspect is believed to have fled to China. Kong was later arrested by the police of Jiangsu Province in October. Back in 2013, China and South Korea have reached a repatriation deal aiming to collaborate on capturing and transferring suspects from both countries. It's being reported that Yemen's warring parties have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war on Wednesday under the framework of a UN-brokered peace talks reached in Switzerland. The swap deal was agreed between the pro-government forces and the Shia Houthi group. Some 370 Houthi rebels are said to have been released from Aden's jails in exchange for 280 civilians and fighters loyal to the government of President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi. Representatives from the International Committee of the Red Cross in Yemen will observe the exchange process. The top court in Japan has upheld the country's law requiring spouses to adopt the same surname, an issue drawing mixed reactions from Tokyo residents. The top court's ruling is seen as a blow to the country's women rights campaigners who claim the law is discriminatory. The statute does not specify which name a couple must take. However, 96% of married women take their husband's name in the country. This is the only such law in the big developed nations forming the group of seven. The Supreme Court of North Korea has sentenced a South Korean-born Canadian pastor to a lifetime of hard labor for subversion. The 60-year-old Hyun-Soo Lim has been accused of undermining North Korea's social system through conducting religious activities over the past 18 years. He has also been accused of funding and helping defectors to escape from North Korea. The North Korean court says Lim confessed to all the crimes he was convicted of and showed deep remorse in the court. South Korea has unveiled a strategy to stimulate economic growth by encouraging consumption as the country showed a gloomy economic assessment. The country plans to foster five promising export items, including cosmetics, clothing, food and beverage, household items, and baby products, all of which are consumer goods. To boost consumption, the government will also regularize the South Korean version of Black Friday in November. At the same time, the country plans to further ease visa rules for Chinese visitors. The decision comes as South Korea cut its growth forecast for next year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.